which is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris, and this next story is kind of a special one. It is a story of a guy from Plaistow, New Hampshire, by the name of Cameron Lyle, who is a track and field star at the University of New Hampshire, but who will not be participating in the America East Championships, which is a big track and field meet, because he has made a sacrifice to save somebody else's life, or at the very least, make another person's life longer. I've asked him to come on and share the story with us. Cameron, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you.
The story, as I know it, involves something that you actually had done just this last week, because I read the story before you went in for this procedure. But before we even talk about what happened this past week, take me back a couple of years ago when somebody at your school, I don't know if it was in the athletic department or just a friend, convinced you to enter into this bone marrow registry. Who was that who got you into it?
Well, the Be the Match program came to our school through the football team. They come like every other year. They try and get a bunch of athletes and other students to get their mouths swabbed. So I just went down to the local dining hall. It's kind of like the center of campus, and they said it would take 5 minutes. And then so I didn't think anything of it, so we just went and got our mouths swabbed.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty simple thing. You go down there, you do that, then you have your lunch, and you go on with your life. And then so a couple of years go by, and you get a phone call from the National Marrow Donor Program, right?
Yep.
And what did they say?
A couple months ago, they said that I was a possible match for a 28-year-old with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So they wanted me to go into a lab to do some additional testing to see if I was a definite match. And about 5 weeks ago, they said that I was.
What's going through your mind when you get that first phone call?
I was pretty surprised because I honestly forgot that I was in the database because 2 years went by.
Yeah.
And they say the odds are ridiculous. Like, I've heard 1 in 5 million, 1 in 4 million chance of being a match for somebody outside of the family. So naturally, you kind of forget about it.
Okay, so you go in for the second test a little over a month ago, and they find out that you're not just kind of a match. You're 100%, right?
Yeah, they said I'm definitely the best match for this guy. So since then, everything moved really fast.
All right, tell me about that.
Well, after I found out that I was a match, I had to go into Mass General in Boston for about like 4 hours of testing, of full physical EKG, chest x-rays. They wanted to make sure that I could donate and go under general anesthesia. And I donated 2 units of blood to myself, and I probably had a total of like 30 tubes of blood taken for all this sort of testing over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday, this past Wednesday, was the procedure.
Okay, now before we get to what happened this past Wednesday, the sacrifice part of this isn't just taking your time and energy to go down there and do this, but this has an actual effect on your athletic career, right?
Yeah, and essentially I ended my career because I'm a senior here, and I had 3 more meets left total. There's the whole championship season, but I passed that up.
You passed up the opportunity to continue playing in what is a championship season so that you could help whoever this person is. And by the way, you do not know who this person is. All you know is 28-year-old male, right?
Yeah, he's a stranger.
Okay. I'm curious what the conversation was like with the coach.
I was terrified to tell my coach, actually. I said it before to a couple of papers that I felt like I was going into the principal's office when I was in fifth grade. Like, I went in, shut the door. And he understood. He was a little upset at first, it seemed, but he's the one who said, you got to do it. You can't measure another man's life against 12 throws in a conference championship.
Because you are one of the stars of the track and field team, right?
Yeah, I've scored in every conference, and I was seeded pretty high, like top two for shot put this upcoming weekend in Binghamton.
Okay, so you go into your since I'm asking you what it was like to tell your coach about this, and he was very nice about it in the end after being a little bit surprised at the beginning. What was the conversation like with Mom?
She was really happy for me. I shot her a text after I found out I was a match, and she asked if I was going to do it, and I said absolutely. When you find out that it's the person with leukemia has such terrible chances against them of finding a match, you can't say no. Like, it was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. All right, now take me back to Wednesday. For anybody who doesn't know about donating bone marrow, it's a little bit different than going in and giving a pint of blood, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a full procedure. They put you under general anesthesia. they went into my pelvis with some pretty large needles, between 1 and 200 times, and took about 2 liters of bone marrow.
Hold on a second. They go in to your pelvis, to the bones, between 100 and 200 times?
Yeah, they make large punctures. I have 5 large punctures through my lower back, and then through those holes, they use a smaller needle and go in about between 1 and 200 times.
Okay, and how much bone I don't even know how much bone marrow we have inside us, but how much did they take out of you?
They took 1,800 cc's, which is just under 2 liters.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, if you picture a 2 liter bottle of Coke or something,
yeah,
that's a lot of marrow just for my pelvis.
Did they tell you that ahead of time, or do they just say, "All right, come on in, we'll do the procedure"?
Yeah, no, they're very informative about the whole procedure. They told me, they said there was a little more than they thought they needed, but I guess my recipient is a full size man like myself.
Yep.
So they needed all that.
But I'm curious, at the moment where they sat you down ahead of time before the procedure and said, yeah, well, I think we'll probably take out like a 2 liter bottle worth of bone marrow from you, did you at any point go, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I mean, I was, during the whole process, every time I went into Mass General or an appointment, they told me some new information about this process, and I wasn't going to say no, but it was definitely making me a little more nervous every time I learned something new about it.
And in that nervousness, you didn't want to say no, but did you say to them, are you sure I'm the only guy who can do this?
Yeah, I think I did in the beginning, and they said it was between me and a couple other people, but I think they were older, so they wanted the 21-year-old athlete.
Yeah.
Older people.
Sure, who wouldn't want a 21-year-old athlete's bone marrow in them? Healthy people would like to have that if they're older, just to feel a little bit better. All right, so you go in, and again, you said you were under general anesthesia on Wednesday, right? So you didn't see any of this going on. You just went to sleep, woke up, boom, it's done, right?
Yeah, I woke up extremely sore.
So how are you feeling today, now, 4 days later?
I'm still pretty sore. I'm pretty much just been on Tylenol, but it's the couple days after, it was really acute pain. It felt like I had just a knife in my lower back.
Yeah.
And now it just feels like I really pulled every muscle, deadlifting or something.
How are you going to be in terms of, well, your athletic career in college is over, but obviously you're a guy who's in pretty good shape and probably want to stay in pretty good shape. How is this going to limit you going forward?
I can't really do much of anything for about a month in terms of lifting, but in a couple of weeks I plan to start exercising slowly. They said I can do like push-ups and sit-ups and maybe light jogging, but I can't wait to start exercising again.
And when does the other guy, the 28-year-old man, did he already get your bone marrow?
Oh, yeah, he got it. He received it, like, I think they said 12 hours after they took it out of me.
Same day?
Yeah.
Okay. When are you going to find out who he is? Do you want to know who he is? Are you curious?
Yeah, I definitely would like to meet him. We get to meet each other. We have to sign a letter, like a consent form, to meet each other a year from the procedure. So I have to wait a whole year, but I can write him anonymous letters. I can't sign my name or anything. And now the story is kind of all over the country, all over the internet. So they're kind of like, they're going to take out all identifying factors out of the letters.
Why do they make you wait a year?
I think it's because they want to see that it takes, and they don't want the recipient to me to get to know the recipient and then have them pass away. And so I think a year mark is, if they're still doing well after a year, then it's like in the clear that they're probably going to do okay.
Okay.
From there on out.
What did your bone marrow transplant, what will your bone marrow being in him mean for his life? I mean, was this a guy who was terminal and needed it immediately?
Yeah, from what I've read about acute lymphoblastic leukemia, that is pretty much the most aggressive type of leukemia. And I've read that without treatment, it could kill people within a matter of weeks. So I imagine that he was on a short time frame.
And what does having your bone marrow in him mean for extending that?
Well, if it takes and everything is good, then it'll extend his life, hopefully, for years to come, because he needs my marrow, or he needs somebody else's marrow to produce blood for him, because his marrow produces cancerous blood, basically.
But this isn't a procedure he's going to have every 18 months or anything, right?
No, I've heard of it taking, having to do it multiple times. Like, I signed a letter saying 6 months from now, if he needs another donation, will I do it or will I consider it? And I said that I would definitely consider it.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, things like this go on a regular basis around the country, and people make the sacrifice. But I wanted you to come on and tell your story because it's such a great story, and you're such a great guy to do this for him. I appreciate you sharing the story here today, Cameron. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Cameron Lyle from Plasto, New Hampshire, former member of the UNH track and field team, now bone marrow donor and lifesaver. Pretty cool.
America Weekend.